So I was talking to Mickey earlier and he told me about this new restaurant. And apparently it's got great reviews. And I thought that maybe we could get takeout tonight. Yes, that's the one. Oh, it's vegetarian, is it? Oh, Mickey didn't say that. At all. Oh, that's strange. I mean, you would have thought he would have mentioned it, just, you know, because he didn't at all. He definitely did not emphasize that it was a vegetarian restaurant. That's so weird. Just so very weird. You would think that he would have mentioned it because, you know, I'm a cannibal and, you know, it's vegetarian. He definitely did not mention it. But, you know, we could still get takeout from there. I mean, it might be nice not to have human flesh one night. Oh, you already cooked. Yay. Yay. What? No, nothing's wrong. I love your cooking. You are a fantastic cook. You make human flesh taste. I don't even have the words. It's almost as if I've never eaten human flesh in my life. But I have, obviously, because I always eat your cooking. Because, you know, that's what we have in common. We're cannibals. It's what brought us together. And I love you. So what if I'm always hungry? Just so hungry because your cooking is fantastic. Your cooking is amazing and I just can't get enough of it. I love being a cannibal because I get to eat your cooking. I love being a cannibal. What? No. How could you ever think such a thing? I love your cooking. I love your cooking. I just have a small appetite is all. I do eat it. I do. I love human flesh. I'm a cannibal. I'm so cannibalistic. See? Nom 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 nom. I'm eating my own. Nom nom. So, I love you. I want you to know that. I love you so much. And I wasn't expecting to meet a cannibal that I could fall in love with. I mean, I was always the black sheep of the family, you know. I didn't really do the whole cannibalism thing. But then I met you and you're from a family of cannibals as well. And, I mean, it's not that bad. I'm not really a cannibal. I'm not. I wanted to be. I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be a cannibal at all. But I was hopeful that I could, om nom nom the human flesh because I love you and you spent so long cooking it and, you know, I didn't mean to lie. I really, really didn't mean to lie. I didn't realise how much of a cannibal you were. Just the way you spend all that time in the kitchen, the way you won't let me come in. What's wrong? No, that face. I know that face. That means that something is. What do you mean you're not a cannibal? You are a cannibal. Darling, you are totally a cannibal. Darling, you eat human flesh. You spend hours preparing not human flesh. What, that's not human flesh? What is that? It's chicken. But what about all the boxes that say human flesh? So you've been lying to me? Is that why you won't let me in the kitchen? I thought that smelt like KFC. Wow. Wow, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say apart from thank fuck. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you have no idea how tough it has been pretending to be a cannibal. I'm not a cannibal. I hate the thought of eating human flesh. It's just ew. You know? Yes, yes, exactly. But my family, they're all... It's tradition. Your mother spent ages slaving over this corpse. You get it. Oh. So I was pretending to be a cannibal because I thought you were a cannibal and I really liked you. And you were pretending to be a cannibal because you thought I was a cannibal and you really liked me. And now... Wow. I love you so much. And I was going to say something, I really was, but yes, exactly. It's difficult to tell your partner that you're not actually a cannibal. And I was so hopeful that I can make it work, but I'm so hungry. I'm hungry all the time because the food you make looks delicious. But I didn't eat it because I thought it was human flesh. But it was chicken. Oh, and beef. What about lamb? Oh, I love lamb. Oh, darling, you have no idea how relieved I am. Darling, I never thought I would say these words to you, but would you like to go to Nando's? I love Nando's! Oh, you are so perfect. We don't have to tell my family that we're not cannibal. Yeah, exactly. Why do they need to know it? And your family? I mean, we can just let them think that we're, you know, happily eating human flesh when we're having Nando's and KFC. We can go to Greg's. Greg's? You don't know what Greg's is? Oh, darling, I'm going to show you the world. I love you.